Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to talk about busking a tune. My name's Simon Whiteside.
My name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251.
Okay, Nick, well, we're going to play a tune called Jump Session.
Well, I don't really know that, to be honest. I might have heard it, but...
Yeah, well, it's a Slim and Slam tune. It's quite a good one. It's really a rhythm section, A section, in F. But the bridge is actually another rhythm changes in A flat, and then just a turnaround back into the F. So 32 bar form, that sort of thing.
Okay, well, I'll just busk it then.
Yeah. So that's an example of what we mean by we're going to busk a tune. And we'll go into that in more detail now. Carry on, Nick.
So what are some of the tools that the jazz musician needs in order to successfully busk a tune in front of an audience? Well, in that particular, if we take that scenario that Simon just invented, he mentioned the rhythm changes. Now, I know that what he's referring to are the chord changes to I Got Rhythm, which is a kind of very typical jazz form that's used in hundreds and hundreds of tunes. So if you know that it's a rhythm changes tune, then I know straight away what that chord progression is. And then he said, well, first it's in F and then it's in A flat. Or so that also presupposes that I can transpose those chord changes from one key to another, which most musicians, I think, can do that, at least into a few keys.
Yeah, I think the standard form is like you can play a blues in most keys, can't you?
Yeah.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we need to sort of illustrate, I mean, I know a lot of people who listen to this are players, but some people are not players and listeners. So we talk about things in terms of sections of a tune. So we will say that the head is the statement of the melody, and then blowing on the changes after that, and then often restating the head at the end. But that head could be 32 bars long, it could be 12 bars long, it could be 16 bars long. And it could be two sets of A, 8 bars each, then a B, which is contrasting, and then the A again.
Yeah.
Or it could be A and B, and then A and a different ending, C. So two 16s is the way we sometimes describe that. So that's more information you might want to give someone.
And also, I think it's very common to refer to other tunes, isn't it? Because certain tunes have a very similar... in fact, some tunes have exactly the same chord sequence. So you can describe a tune and say, well, it's a bit like the... It's just the same as the bridge of so-and-so. And it kind of gives... If, as long as the person knows that tune, then it's a kind of shorthand way of referring to that.
Well, a good example of that is You're a Weaver of Dreams is a tune in C, which is very similar to There Will Be Another
almost
You.
Almost exactly the same.
Which is
effect,
is that in B flat normally?
E flat.
So they're quite similar. It's not exactly the same.
No.
But they're quite similar, and it's similar enough that you'd notice the difference playing it at the end.
And that also kind of leads to, obviously, the most important thing, really, which is listening and using your ears to kind of listen to what's happening, what the rest of the band is doing. To kind of make sure that what you're doing is fitting. And also, you know, sometimes there are little melodic things you can pick up on. So, it sounds almost too obvious to mention, but it is really, really important that you're listening all the while in quite a deep way, really, I guess, when you're doing this.
Yeah, I think it's an extension of the idea that you're playing a tune and a bass player does something slightly different than the way you normally play that tune, and you adapt to fit with what the bass player is doing. So they're playing a chord sequence slightly different, and you like that, and what are they doing, and you identify it, you know, next time through or the time after that through.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you're doing all the while anyway. In a way, like you say, it's kind of an extension of that, really, isn't it? I guess busking, where you just have less information, really. I guess.
Yeah, but it is possible to play. You know, there are sort of set things like the rhythm changes, the blues, things like Coltrane changes, which is often taken from the middle eight of
Have You Met Miss Jones?
Have You Met Miss Jones?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
those sorts of things. Oh, we're running out of time again, Nick. What are we going to do? Anyway, my name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.